I'm here with Rana Altonen. He's just done the qualifying practice for the St. Mary's Part 1 in the A35, which is one of my questions, what car are you racing today? And that's the A35. But first of all, I'm going to ask, how was the race? How was the qualifying, rather?
It's the first time I have driven that kind of a car in 10 years. 10 years ago, I was driving an A30, which has a smaller engine. And this one worked well. I said, it went like any traditional classic touring racing car. No problems. Everything went as expected, but of course, with racing drivers, always would like to have more power.
Well, I think it's going to be a really exciting race tomorrow.
It will be, because the cars are quite equal, not exactly, but they are very close, and therefore it's, as we say, the traffic during the race will decide a lot.
Now we have younger competitors and the older experienced competitors tomorrow, all with such great experience. Who are your most fearsome competitors tomorrow?
This is very difficult. Very, very difficult, because once we are sitting in the car and you have the helmet on, you are just like a gladiator. You know, you fight and then we see what happens.
I think it's going to be really exciting. Now, you normally race in the St. Mary's Trophy. What cars, other cars, do you race here at Goodwood?
This time it will be only the A35, but I have raced here Jaguar E-Types, the Cobras, MGAs, MGBs, I think, many, many different Minis.
Is it possible to say which are your favorite cars to race? Is it possible to say this?
Not really, you know. There are people who have several girlfriends and they don't know which one. It's the same with the cars.
Now, is there a car that you see at Goodwood Revival that you haven't raced and you think, God, I'd love to get my hands on that?
Not really, because I have driven all my favorite cars, and because the E-Type Jaguar is so fast, if it's well prepared. That probably is my favorite car.
If we're allowed to say that. Now, one more question. You're doing your ice driving school. How is your ice driving school going? You have an ice driving school,
yes,
don't you?
Yes.
How is this going?
It's going well. This winter, the warm temperature came too early, so we had to cut off 1 month, because we drive on frozen lakes. And the reason is that I believe letting the people to go over their limit, because then they will remember where is the limit. If we tell them to go smoothly, nice lines, be sensible, you never learn where the limit is. And the driver must know when he's both approaching the limit and what to do once you lost it for a while.
Well, I'd like to do that one day. I'll have to get someone to commission me and then I'll come and do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.